En estos días, entre el recuerdo de los caídos en las guerras y la esperanza de la paz de la independencia de Israel, nos pareció lo más adecuado contar con una ópera que aborda este tema, aunque desde la perspectiva clásica de la novela de León Tolstoy, Guerra y Paz, que el ruso Sergei Prokofiev llevara a escena en 1942, inspirado por la invasión alemana de la Unión Soviética el año anterior. Lleva el número de opus 91 y se compone de dos partes, con un total de un prólogo y 13 escenas, a las que los comisarios soviéticos propusieron agregar algunas más de carácter patriótico. Y no fue representada en su totalidad y con escenificación completa hasta 1946. La primera vez que subió a un escenario fuera del telón de acero fue en 1967 en Leeds, Inglaterra, llegando en el 74 a Estados Unidos y solo en el 77 a España. Os traemos la grabación de 1982 de la Orquesta Nacional Inglesa, dirigida por Mark Elder, al frente de un enorme elenco para la versión en inglés de esta ópera, donde destacan las voces protagonistas de Eric Schilling, como el conde Ilya Rostov, Thomas Allen en el papel del príncipe Volkonsky, Alan Opie como Vaska Denisov, Eileen Hanan haciendo de Natasha y Fiona Comb como Sonia. Hoy oiremos la primera parte, que se completará la semana próxima. Arriba el telón.
Thank you. Please. As well not exist. Yes, there's something really gone.
that my days doing harm to no one, fearing nothing and not caring for ambition. But now within me there is something I can't explain, a spring-like feeling of joy and on you can charter. The poem is by Jan Matuschkopf.
Thank you. Allow me to introduce you to my daughter.
I already have the pleasure of her acquaintance. That's if the Countess still remembers me.
Well, my dear, if you were to ask me nicely, I'd see what I could do.
Elaine, what an adorable sister you are.
A voice, make her. A voice, make her.
Are you enjoying yourself, Natasha?
I was never so happy ever.
Come and visit us, Prince, on Sunday.
If she goes first to her cousin, and then goes and speaks to that other lady afterwards, then I know that she will be my wife. What strange nonsensical ideas sometimes occur to us. She has gone.
Won't allow her to be received.
I think he must have changed his mind now. I heard him sounding up this morning. If my daughter wishes to receive her, will he let her off?
Wear it at home for the princess. Please announce us, Count Rostov and his daughter. Well, now God have mercy on us. Understand, Natasha, the old prince really is not happy at the thought that his son might marry you. In his opinion, such a match would not be...
Oh, no, creature, now tell me, I told you in Moscow, wonderful I find it, so noisy it gets on my nerves. Oh, did it tell so my father, who never had persuaded him to come here? Of course, he could never dare to cross the frontier.
I'm not mistaken. I beg you to forgive me. I did not know, madame. As God's my witness, I did not know that you were honoring us with a visit. I came to see my daughter, little knowing. May I ask for your forgiveness, Madame Countess? A noble family, gifted, intelligent, and wealthy too, cultivated. All right, let him marry her and take himself off somewhere. Maybe you too would like to go and join them. Go then, go and join them, go and join them, go and join them. I shall marry Mademoiselle Morien. I'll marry the governess. Ah!
Why is he so cruel? Why must he torment me when I miss? And endanger me before the school? Let the Prince Andrei sing who near Brutus his little
thank you. I'd like to. Dear Natalia, you must know how glad I am that my brother has found such happiness. My princess is lovely, the moon, the
treats a ship he's taken as a
Oh, I'll explain them to you later.
I don't understand.
Read this letter, a single word from you, and no part on earth can stand between us, and it's all.
Thank you. fell off like the wind in a troika to Kamienka together, and there tonight we'll be married. And then on until we come to the main Warsaw Road, and from there we'll take a post chaise and pay. Dolka fair, isn't she lovely?
Yes, she's lovely, but not for us. You'll do better to wait till after she's married, you fool.
You know very well, I like her young.
And in the fair, you'd better drop the whole business while there's time.
I like them young and innocent.
You'll do the whole thing as a joke. Don't you understand that I am being serious?
Come now, this evening party, you go to the devil.
Just listen, this is the last time I shall mention it. Have I not always helped you? Who made the arrangements? Who was it who composed that brilliant letter? My fate lies in your hands. Either to be loved by you or to die.
Either to be loved by you, loved by you, loved or die. Well, thank you, thank you. Though you suppose that I'm not deeply grateful to you.
Who got the passport?
Thank you.
Who found an unfrock priest?
Thank you.
And who raised that funny? Always me. So you in no and then what about one month fever? He
can break it off.
And Pierre, and Pierre, I counted a bullet from him once already.
He won't bother us, he's gone away on his estate, setting free on his peasants and doing
but
good
work. But if you marry Natasha Rostova, you'll then be a bigamist and make a charge of a criminal offense.
Oh, don't talk such rot. I've had enough,
and war with Bonaparte could start any day now. Then, what would you
do? What would I do then?
Enough to drive my bad faith at headlong speed.
Wrist the necks and wrist my own, but pay no heed.
And mine on the door and the credit, that it's 1500.
Lash the horses ever faster until they drop. Lash the gaping passers by and make them pop.
3,000.
Smash the glasses, and that's the life.
50,000
when your excellency, when are we leaving here?
If I know that we were going. Thank you for everything. Now raise your glasses, you two. Now come on, my boys, let's go. Is Frosty Cough here?
Outside in the yard.
What and who's Frosty Cough?
He's your business.
So then, I've heard of that from Zyke's offense. You see, she'll come a rushing out the dead and alive, just in what she was wearing. Then if there's the slightest hold up, there'll be tears. And daddy, and mommy. And before you know it, she'll be frozen and won't go home. So you wrap her in a fur right away and carry her out to the sleigh yourself.
Won't you wish me Oh! Thank you. have the feeling I have. Oh, that is stronger than is right. Too strong by far for a very man to have the one who with him then betrothed. My friend
Ilyinichna.
Is it true that he's dying?
Well, that is true, and that should make no difference to you now.
You mean it's not true, then? You mean that he's not dying?
No, he's
thank you.
everything. But no more weeping, no more weeping, you still have your whole life before you.
a word with you.
To answer questions put to me in that tone? Oh. When I say that I want a word with you, that is exactly what I mean.
Thank you.
Come
back to work.
Open it, Lieutenant Kennedy, he shot at one of my friends by the name of Vaska.
You have business with the Tudor.
I have a plan I want to explain to him. A plan to make use of artists and to attack the enemies over the extended lines of supply. If you give me 500 men who will help to stir up the peasants, then on the word of Vasily Denisha, I will disrupt and destroy Napoleon's communications.
My comrade, were their wounds just be my comrade, a thousand and thousands of us. Brother, am I speaking the truth? Against the invader, cause us all to rise and crush them.
such a love as that was. He only saw in her a fresh young girl, with whom he had no intention of uniting his fate. And he's still alive and happy. And I met such romantic plans. I'd even come to believe at last in a perfect ideal love that was strong enough to keep us faithful to each other during the year that I was away abroad. Oh, foolish dreamer, I remember how afraid I was that she would miss me too much and pine away while we were apart. To be far more simple. The whole thing was cruelly simple and sordid. He doesn't talk about Natasha.
Master, they could never be told of Natasha.
Hey, let's get back to work, lads.
Ah, you here? And what on earth brings you here?
I came here, well, really, to see what it felt like being in a battle.
I see. And all those ideals that you masons had, dreams of a universal brotherhood, how can you reconcile them with war? What would end it?
War should be extended over a wider area.
Indeed, indeed.
Just listen to those idiotic chirps.
Since the main aim of war is, no matter how to weaken the enemy, then it is obvious. We can't be expected to worry much about private individuals.
Indeed, indeed. Over a wider area.
A wider area. My father lived in their wider area, a shame and sorrow too. The French have destroyed my home, and they soon do the same to Moscow. And they who have given door to Napoleon have presumed to come here to teach us the way to fight. Masters, indeed!
Your Excellency, the regiment is drawn up and waiting.
But I will tell you this, that whatever may happen, we shall win the battle tomorrow. Just us, Germans realize we shall be fighting to save our own Russian land, and we shall win. Success in war depends upon the strength of determination within the heart of each and every. Thank you.
us, hope and courage fill our hearts. Since good to the good command.
If fate decrees that I must die, if now my hour has come, I think I can face death as well as the next.
Thank you. Thank you. begins.
To march chess. Be off now.
The thought of facing that devilish fire once more.
Come on, my boy, courage. This is all part of being a soldier.
With a coup, that's it.
Thank you. for you on my arm, and the Rouchers will be crossed if your majesty will let us have a
here and ask me again. Well, what do you want?
Your Majesty thinks a shame.
Ask for it often.
We are moaning and down with our cannonade in thousands, but they will not be.
One of St. Clair Red.
The Clappering Division forward!
The Clappering Division forward!
The Clappering Division forward!
I cannot let them have Claparega. Instead, send them General Rio.
The Claparega Division Order, Count of Ballet.
The Claparega Division Order, Count of Ballet.
The Claparega Division Order, Count of Ballet.
Take this to General Rio.
Your Majesty, if I might make so bold, might I suggest a spot of luncheon now? I trust I may already congratulate your majesty on a victory. What reason on earth could possibly prevent you from taking luncheon now?
Oh, God's sake, leave me!
But why is his majesty so gloomy? For surely we have won a victory.
Won a victory? We just escaped being defeated. The slightest change of fortune and all would have been lost. It's all. Something's changed from how it was in those former times. And as soon as I had given up your orders, my muscles would gallop up, their faces alight with joy, with a list of the trophies. Thousands of prisoners had advanced. But now it all seems different. There's something strange about the way we fight. The same soldiers and the same commanders, and I too am the same, though I'm much more experienced now. So what's the reason why?